And joining us now is the mayor of Galveston, Rich Volkert. And Mr. Mayor, how are you?
Good. Good morning.
Lots of stuff to get to today. I think what's on the mind of folks in Galveston is about the, we'll start with the railroad crossing closure.
Yeah, we closed the crossing a couple years ago that the railroad wanted closed kind of down by the park. And it was one of those things where they weren't too happy. They didn't want to open it again. And we have another one that's east of town. We took a survey a few years back and put a marker there, and only one person a day crosses it. It's out by the Catholic cemetery. There is an entrance that comes off from the north, and we have some people who farm some land out there, and we talked to them, and they farm our ground, and they said that we could work something out. So it was a unanimous vote last night to approach the railroad. It's not a final deal, but I think they want to close as many crossings as possible, and they offered us $165,000 to close it, and then we have to meet their guidelines. We have to spend $15,000 of that to put up the barricades and everything, but it's just the situation that they're trying to close crossings. We're hoping now that we never have to close anymore again, that we can use the ones we have.
So this is a benefit to the city in that the railroad is willing to pay to have this closed, and it's not very often used.
Right, yeah. It's one of those that Trolley Road ran alongside the railroad tracks up toward Kewaunee, came out by Midland. And a few years back when the ethanol plant came in, they needed that space to run their train to turn it around. So Trolley Road has been closed, so we've abandoned it. It doesn't get taken care of. We've got a couple people that live out there that come in off of Midland Road, but except for a very few burials, and then the people that farm our ground out there, it doesn't get used much, no.
The mayor of Galveston, Rich Volkert, today joining us here on WKEI. Let's talk about TIF appropriations.
Yeah, we could explain it for hours. I don't understand. It's TIF increment financing. Basically what it is all the taxes in an area, and you have to set the area up. We've got one that we've actually three of them. One of them downtown is expiring. And what it is that all the taxes that are in that area are collected and dispersed. If you get a TIF area, all the taxes in the area, that same amount still gets dispersed. But if you get more business in there, the money goes back in to help that area. Example, when we had TIF 1 put together, we talked last night, I think it was the assessed valuation downtown was $5 million, and now after the period of the TIF, it's closer to $29 million, so it's worked. So it's we did hire a company last night to help do this. It's a very complicated thing. It's going to take at least a year, but what it is that they advertise the area. They work with us. They help businesses to come in, and, you know, we've got the new coffee shop downtown and another drive-through coffee, and you know, we're the hardware store and the grocery store doing well, but we'd like to develop some of the other areas. So I think it's a win situation. All the taxing bodies now get the additional revenue that they would have gotten before, so it's going to be distributed out equally. The school gets some, and then all the others, and now that we're hoping that over a period of another 20 to 30 years, we can do more revitalizing downtown.
Good to hear. Well, let's talk about the Park District Water Project. Where do we stand on that?
Well, it's good and bad. We've had a major problem there. At one time, all the water that came from downtown Galva came out toward the Park District, and then we had a creek that ran in from the east, and there was a 21-inch plus a couple other unknown tiles that are running through there. The 21-inch, it's got a hole in 7 or 8 spots. I live down in that area. My neighbor had a lot of problem this year with the water backing up in there because the pipe's not draining, and then it just blocks up, and it just seems like either we're in a drought or a flood, and he's had some problems, and so have some of the other people. So We're going to be able to do this ourselves. We've ordered the pipe. We're hoping it'll be here around Labor Day. It's $20,000 just for the pipe. Like I said, we can do the work, and we're hoping that we're going to put a 24-inch tile in and then go on, go out to the road and the highway, and then we're going to repair the one that's there. So we're hoping that unless we get, you know, ungodly amounts of rain, or if we get more businesses feeding in, it's a project that years ago people put stuff underground and forgot it, and now we're having to fix it.
Yeah, good information. And again, it's something that people might not be aware of the type of scale of a project like this.
No, it's just until you start having problems, you're just unaware. Luckily, Larry Lawson, who works for us and for a lot of municipalities, is really good as far as remembering where these went. But we've got another one on the north side of town that we're having some problems. We're just going to tile in a new one. People put that stuff in, and then it never got mapped. Now anything that goes in the ground gets mapped. So I think we're hopefully leaving things better for the future.
Good to hear. Well, speaking of good things, of course, the 11 Amp Galva Music Series has been a good thing. It's got two more weeks left, but it's been going really well, right?
Yeah, I missed a couple because of vacation, but I've enjoyed what they've had this year. I think the stage, not only does it look good, but I've had a lot of people say it just does a better job of bringing the music out. So I think that's been going well. And then August is always a big month for Galva, because as soon as 11 Amp gets winding down, we've got Galva Day. And then after Galva Day, Back Roads, Fire Department Hog Roast, the Freedom Fest Car Show. So we're trying to get all those things in. And then about that same time, school starting. So it'll be a good month. I always look forward to the car show. Except for the fact that they're antique cars now, and they were around when I was in high school.
Tell people, for those who might not be aware of Galva Day, tell people about Galva Day, because I love having somebody explain what Galva Day is to people who haven't heard of Galva Day.
Well, there are about 6 to 8 people who came after World War II. Some of them came home after the war and hadn't seen a lot of people, so they decided to get a golf tournament going. I hate to start mentioning names because I'll forget somebody, but I believe Rip Everett was part of it, George Paolo, Biggie Nelson, a few for those people. I don't think anybody, Pete Wessel maybe, there aren't a whole lot of them around. It started as just the men's, and now it's women's. It's just a day where people come from around throughout the country and get together and golf and tell stories, some of them true. But it's just, and it's been going on since 1946. So it's been going on a good 75 years. And it fluctuates on the amount of people. But, you know, it's great to see people that you haven't seen for a long time. And it's usually kind of like a big class reunion also.
And of course, you mentioned it, the Background Music Festival is right around the corner. Talk about the preparations that I know that obviously the people behind the concert do a lot of work, but the city also has to be prepared for this influx of people.
Yeah, I don't think we do what we used to. They've kind of taken over some more of this by themselves, Tyler and his group. But yeah, we you know, the police are starting to get organized and that, and then I think it's more the volunteers in the city. We're not that much involved with it, but one of the things regret this year, the motel closed, which is about the fourth or fifth time. It's been a fluctuating thing, so there's not going to be any place to stay in town. But the businesses gear up, and you know, it's. I think there's also a lot of people in town that sometimes some of the people hang around from Galva Day, so it's good to see that it's back on its feet again. And I live right across the street from it, so I can hear it without going over. And usually my wife and her friends and so on go, and I just listen from afar. But it's a great thing for a small town to attract something like that.
All right. Well, Mayor Volkert, anything else you want to pass along today?
Yeah, one of the things I forgot to mention on when I sent you some notes was last night we were going to make a presentation, and we did make a presentation. Gary and Sharon Armel donated a new mural about Hayes Planter and Plow that was located in Galva back in 1800s. It's a huge business. And we're going to present the key to the city, and a small scale model of the mural, but he was not able to attend last night because of health reasons. But I just wanted to thank both of them. Gary's done a lot for the city, mowing. He was an alderman and now presenting this, but wasn't able to attend last night. So we appreciate what he's done and what Sharon has done for the community, and wish him better health than he has right now.
All right. Well, Mayor Volkert, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you very much.